let's join the worship center at Life Church, where the service is already in progress.
As I meditated and prayed, God said, I want you to preach on being baptized with fire. So that's the message today, being baptized with fire. As we launch the message today, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 says, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist said it this way in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he, talking about Jesus, that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. We all know that God wants us to be filled with the Spirit, because we're filled with the Spirit, can't nothing wrong get in us, amen?
Amen.
He wants us to be baptized in the Spirit, full of the Spirit. But God also wants us to be baptized with fire. And he's not talking about literal fire. He's not talking about man building a fire and put some rocks out there and walking on fire. He's talking about a spiritual fire that would burn in our lives.
Amen.
So full of the Spirit that we'd be a blazing testimony for God.
Yes.
The fire to burn out what don't need to be in our lives. And the fire, you know how it is. If you live on a street and a neighbor's house catches on fire, everybody starts running to the neighbor's house to try to do something about it. Well, God wants us to be a blazing testimony that people will run to us, amen, and say, what in the world is wrong with you? And you're so blessed and you're so good. God's just looking and smiling. How can I get some of it?
Amen.
So God wants us to be fire baptized. That's the reason we go through all the troubles. So the fire of God will burn off of us what don't need to be on us. And when we come out of that thing, we'll be baptized with fire and a blazing testimony for God.
Yes.
And as I began to meditate and pray and seek God's face concerning the message, after he had taken me to these two verses that we just shared with you, out of Acts 2:38, Peter's saying, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Talking about water baptism there. You'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then John the Baptist talked about spirit baptism and fire baptism. The Lord took me over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, where Paul was writing to Timothy. Now remember, Paul here is getting ready. He's going to be executed just in a matter of time. His head chopped off for preaching the gospel. And he's writing to Timothy his last letter. And he said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Paul had laid hands on Timothy to impart the gifts of God unto him for the ministry. And he said, I want you, son, to stir up the gifts of God. Well, God reminded me that if you don't stir a fire, the fire will go out.
Yes, it will.
If you don't add some wood to the fire, I grew up in an old farmhouse on the farm with a heater in the living room, you know. And over the nighttime hours, you'd have just burning coals. And maybe if you didn't have enough wood in there, the next morning you get up, the fire would be out. You may not even have no coals if you didn't have enough wood in there. Well, God wants us to stir up the fire of God, the gifts of God in us, amen. And we'll be a blazing testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Lord began to unveil to me what he'd like me to preach concerning the message today. So God wants us, his children, to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. But he wants all believers also to be baptized with fire of God, so that we be pure and a blazing testimony for him. Father, bring revelation knowledge now. Help me preach Holy Ghost and us to receive and walk it out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to call your attention now to verse 12 out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, where Paul wrote, "For which cause I suffer these things." He's talking about suffering for the cause of Christ. He's talking about the problems that come in his life. He said, we all know that problems are just going to be there. I mean, they're going to come with the territory. We're going to have problems in this life, and that's what Paul is saying. But then he went on to say, he said, "I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed," he said. "I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed." Why? Because he went on to say, "I know whom I believe, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day," talking about the day of judgment. Yeah. He said, "They may take my head and they may take my breath, but they can't take my life." Amen. I've got something I've committed to the Lord, and they cannot take that away from me. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
He was baptized with fire. And I want to talk about the three fire baptisms that Paul had here in this verse of Scripture. Number one, baptized with fire of admiration and have a life with a purpose. The reason he could say, "I'm not ashamed," is because he admired who God was in his life. And the reason that he had life with a purpose, he knew that he had been called by God. You can read it in the book of Acts of how God came in him. Paul was a member of Saul at that time was his name, and he was a member of the Sanhedrin court, and he was executing Christians wherever he went. And he was on his road to Damascus to kill some more. But as he rode on his horse to the city of Damascus, God shone a great light on him and knocked him off his horse and put his face on the ground. And God began to speak to him. And he said, "Saul, you're kicking against the bricks. You're kicking against me. Who are you, Lord?" "I'm Jesus, and you're kicking against the bricks." Why? Because there was a calling on his life. There was a purpose on his life. And we have a purpose in life. God didn't bring us here by accident. He didn't bring us here by happenstance. We didn't just poop appear because we came out of our mother's womb. God had a purpose, amen? Amen. He formed us in our mother's womb and brought us forth and gave us purpose for life. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about that purpose. "I know the thoughts that I think of you," said God. "Thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring you to an expected end," a purpose in life, victory at all times. A purpose in life, a purpose in life, a purpose in life. And this is why Paul said in Romans 1:16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Means he includes everybody. And Paul wasn't ashamed to admire God for what he called him for.
Amen.
Jesus went on to say in Luke 9:26, "We're ashamed of him and his word." He'd be ashamed of us when we stood before the Father. The glory of Jesus and the glory of the Father and the glory of the holy angels. Life with a purpose. Paul here admired God for who he was and the purpose that had been given him in life. He's given us all a purpose. Revelation 1:6 talks about that purpose. He's made us kings and priests. He's made us kings and priests unto who? Unto God and his Father. He made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Our purpose in life is to be the king and priest. God has called you and me to be king to rule over our circumstance and a priest to conduct ministry for God. Everybody's been called to be a king and a priest. You may not call to be a pastor, a bishop, apostle, a teacher, a preacher. But all of us have been called. We've all been called to be a king and priest, and God wants us to fulfill that purpose in life. And the fire baptism of admiration comes in our life so we can fulfill that purpose. If we don't admire who God is, we will never fulfill that purpose.
Yeah.
How do I do it, preacher? I think all of you know, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because this is what God gave you to preach. Number one, to have the admiration and purpose, we must relinquish ourselves to God. We must give ourselves to God. All you and me have to give this morning is ourselves to God. God owns everything. He owns us, really.
Amen.
We may not submit ourselves to Him, but He owns us anyway. He said, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Everybody's been bought.
Yes.
But if we fulfill this admiration and purpose, we have to relinquish ourselves to God. James 4:7, submit yourself to God. Relinquish yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Why must we submit ourselves to God? To settle the sin issue, because sin is what separates us from God. But when we relinquish ourselves to Him, He will clean us up whiter than snow, hallelujah, and restore our relationship with Almighty God.
Yes, He will.
Woo, hallelujah. That's why He says in Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, man, they shine and brighten. They'll be white as snow, wiped out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
blood of Jesus. They'll be red like crimson. They like a red flashing light, red. He said they'll be wool. They'll have a covering. They'll have a fix, amen. The blood of Jesus washes us like wool. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can stand before God in the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
perfect
amen.
Before God.
Thank you.
Not because of who we are, but because of who He is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Because of who He is. Secondly, to have the admiration and purpose, we simply got to rely on God. There's some things we cannot do. We can't forgive ourselves, heal ourselves. There's some things we can't do. We must rely on God. It's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He directs your path. Where's that path? A blessing and a victory. Hallelujah. A blessing and a victory. A blessing and a victory is down the road. Hallelujah. Waiting on you and me.
Yes.
Because of who He is. Admire Him. Admire the purpose. Rely on God. Number three. To have admiration and purpose, you must relate to and with God or have a relationship with God. This is why Jesus said, I stand at your door and knock. If you hear my voice, open the door. I'll come in. Sup, that means to have fellowship and dine with you and you with me. A relationship with God. This is why Jesus taught us to pray, Matthew 6:9, thy kingdom come, your way of doing things come, your will be done in earth in me as it is in heaven. To have a relationship, to become one with God. You'll never admire Him until you become one with Him. Because until you want to become one with Him, you become selfish and just you prevails. But when you become one with Him, He will always prevail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you'll only want what He wants in your life.
Yes.
And you'll be able to admire who He is. Number four, in this admiration, this fire of admiration and life with purpose, to have admiration and purpose with that fire, you'll render for God. Psalm 100 verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. You'll render and worship God. You just, whatever you want to do, God, I'm here. Let's get her done. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you want, God, that's what I do. Just get it done, Lord. Do it through me, God. Here I am. Do it through me. Serve the Lord. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad to serve you, Lord.
Yes.
I just want to do what you want done. And then number five, to have the admiration and purpose, that fire, you just simply rejoice in the Lord and fulfill Philippians 4:4, rejoicing always, and again I say rejoice. To be baptized with the fire of admiration and life with purpose, you relinquish yourself, you rely on God, you relate with God, you render for God, you rejoice in God, hallelujah, and you admire who He is. You love Him for who He is.
Yes.
You love Him for who He is. You don't necessarily just love Him for what He does. You love Him for who He is.
Amen.
He becomes precious to you, and you're already precious to Him. That's why Jesus died for you.
Amen.
He becomes precious to you, and you admire Him for who He is. And we need that fire to admire God for who He is, to fulfill the purpose He's called us to in life. Secondly, this morning, to be baptized with the fire of affirmation and have life with the person of God, Jesus. Verse 12, Paul said, I'm not ashamed, but he went on to say, I know whom I have believed. Do you know who you believe in?
Amen.
Are you just trusting in self? No. Just trusting in the government? Government's going to help. You better hope they do sometimes. Most of the time they don't. It's always the other person they're helping. You wonder why they're just helping somebody else. Amen. You need to be baptized with the fire of affirmation. Not only admiration, but affirmation, affirming, and saying who God is. Not only do you admire who God is, but you declare who He is.
Amen.
You know who God is?
Amen.
Some folk don't. He is Jehovah Elohim, our Creator. He did create us. We're not happy family. We didn't come from a blob. We didn't come from a speck. We didn't come from a speck that grew a tail, that crawled up on land and grew a head and then got on all fours and run around on all fours. The tail fell off and we stood up straight. He's Jehovah Elohim, my Creator. He's Jehovah Adonai, the Sovereign Lord. There's nothing He can't do.
Amen.
He is in control whether we believe it or not. He's Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. You couldn't even get a breath of air this morning unless God put some oxygen in it.
Amen.
He is our righteousness. We're not righteous. He is our righteousness. Amen. He's Jehovah Sidkenu. He is the one that sanctifies. He is Jehovah Mekadesh. He is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He is Jehovah Nissi, our banner. He is Jehovah Hosanu, our maker. He is Jehovah Shammai, the ever-present one. He is Jehovah El Elyon, the God Most High, none other greater. He is Jehovah El Shaddai, the strong, mighty God that's more than enough in every situation. Do you know who He is? We must affirm who He is. God, You're my Creator. God, You're my Sovereign Lord. God, You're my God that provides. God, You are my righteous. God, You're the one that sanctifies me. God, You're the one that heals me. God, You're the one that gives me peace. God, You are my shepherd, and therefore I shall not want. God, You are my banner. You identify who I am. God, You are my maker. God, You are ever present with me. God, You are my God Most High. God, You are my God that's more than enough. I don't need anybody else. I just need You, God.
Yes. Thank you.
We got to have that fire, that affirmation in our life of declaring who He is. So we must know who He is, but secondly, we must know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
And we must affirm who we are in Christ. God gave me A through Z of who we are in Christ. A, abundantly supplied. God supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory.
Yes.
B, blood bought. We not were redeemed. 1 Peter 1:18, 19. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. But we've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We're blood bought. See, we're chosen. We didn't choose Him. He chose us.
Yes.
Ordained us to go and bring forth fruit. John 15:16. We are the delivered of God. Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them from all their troubles. We are the edified of God. The built up, not torn down and wrecked. Amen. But built up. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 4:11 and 12. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we're the forgiven, praise God, because 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Gee, we are the guardian of God. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart are perfect toward him. Hallelujah. We are the helped and the high, held in high regard by God because of Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I'll help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We are included in his plan. I know the thoughts I think of you, said God. Thoughts of peace and not evil to bring you to an expected end. J, we are the justified of God, being justified. And Romans 3:24, being justified freely, I like that, by his grace, through redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Can't get redeemed any other way. It has to be by Jesus.
Amen.
It has to be by Jesus. Can't get justified any other way. It has to be by Jesus. You can't be justified by what you do. You can't be justified by the works you do. You can't be justified by who you know. You can't be justified by what you know. You're justified because he is your Lord.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. 1 Peter 1:5. We as believers. He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. How we kept? Through faith by the power of God. L. Loved of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mighty through God, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Numbered with the saints. I'm glad I am, amen.
Yes.
When the saints go marching in, I'm going to be in that number, glory
amen.
To God. Why? Because God tells me that I am. In 1 Corinthians 1:2-3, under the church of God, which is at Corinth. But he didn't stop there. He said, to them that are sanctified in Christ, praise God I am. To those who are called to be saints, praise God I am. With all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Both theirs and ours, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm numbered with the saints of God. Why?
Yes.
Because I'm called on his name.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Yes.
I'm not happy this morning. Oh, overjoyed. Overjoyed. Hallelujah. 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 1 Peter 1:18. Talk about the Lord, whom we have not seen, yet we love. In whom you see him not, but yet you believe. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because we believe. We believe what he said he's going to do, amen. He's going to do it. He's already done it for you and me, amen. All we got to do is believe to receive it, hallelujah. And it's ours, it's ours. Why wouldn't we be happy?
Hallelujah.
Why wouldn't we be overjoyed? P, provided for. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God's able to make all grace abound toward us so we have it all sufficient. All things may abound to every good work. Provided for. Q, qualified for heaven. I'm glad I'm qualified for heaven. How'd I get qualified? Because I know him, amen?
Yes.
And he tells me, glory to God, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, for the Lord himself's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up. I thank God for being caught up. Caught up together with who? With them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air.
Yeah,
and
I
so
know.
Shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And he said, comfort yourself with those
praise
words.
The
amen. I'm qualified for heaven. Glory
yes.
to God. R, redeemed from the curse. What was the curse? Death. For death, I got life. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. He hung on the tree to take death and give me life.
Hallelujah. S, spirit filled. Not drunk with wine, where's this S? But being filled with the Spirit. Why? Because he's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh in these last days. Acts 2:17, amen. Hallelujah, and I'm flesh, amen. That means I can have it, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm spirit filled. Tempered by his power, T. Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power to tread on the serpents and scorpions. Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Number 21, and you. Undisturbed by the devil. Undisturbed by the devil. You hear me, devil? Undisturbed by the devil. Undisturbed by the devil. Why? Because he told me in Ephesians 4:27 to give no place to the devil. And he told me in 1 John 4:4, greater is the Lord that's in me than the devil that's in the world.
Yes,
I don't have to be disturbed by the devil. I don't have to listen to the devil. I don't have to put up with the devil. I don't have to do what the devil says. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than the devil that's in the world. Hallelujah. I don't have to be disturbed today by the devil or anybody else. Glory to God. The vindicated by the cross and the blood of Jesus. Romans 8:1, I absolutely love it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm not condemned, amen. You're not condemned. If you're in Christ, you're walking after the Spirit, not after the flesh. You're not condemned this morning, amen. You've been vindicated by Jesus Christ, the cross and blood. W, willing and obedient. I have the good of the land. Why? Because of Isaiah 1:18-19, to be willing and obedient, or 19 and 20 rather, if you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord spoken. I'm not looking to be going out by no sword. I'm not going to go by the sword of his mouth. I'm not going to go out by the sword of anybody else. I'm kept safe by the power of God, amen. And because I'm willing and obedient, I'm going to be eating the good of the land. Glory to God. 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 I was eating good last night. I fried me some hot chicken wings, praise God. I love chicken. All of us preachers tried to eat it all since the rooster crowed. I worked on it last night. Amen. Them some of the biggest chicken wings I'd ever said. I thought I was eating chicken leg, but they're chicken wings. Must have been roosters, amen, trying to crow. But hallelujah, I crow in their place for Jesus today. Eating good of the land. X-rayed by the word. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder. A soul and spirit joint tomorrow, and here's the X-ray, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Why? Yearning for more. Fire of affirmation, yearning for more. I want more of God today than I had yesterday. I want to experience him better today than I did yesterday.
Yes.
I want to do more for him today than I did yesterday. I'm yearning for more. Like David in Psalm 63:1-2. O God, thou my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and see thy glory as I've seen it in the sanctuary of the church. Hallelujah. You was looking for Z, wasn't you? We got there. Z. Zero without Jesus. Why? Because he said in John 15:5, without me ye can do. So not only do we admire who he is privately, but we declare who he is publicly.
Amen.
Amen. Not only do we admire who he is privately, but we declare who he is publicly. Hallelujah. So the devil and everybody else can hear who he is in our life. And as we make our confession, glory to God, it comes back to pass in our lives. And finally this morning, baptized with the fire of anticipation and have the life of power. So it's a life with purpose, a life with a person and a life with power. It's the fire of admiration. It's the fire of affirmation. It's the fire of anticipation. It's the fire of admiration. We declare who he is privately. It's the fire of affirmation. We declare who he is publicly. And it's the fire of anticipation. We show who he is and what he's doing in our lives. Paul said, as we close here in verse 12 of our text, I am persuaded. I fully know, he says. I'm persuaded. I fully know that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. He had committed it all to God.
Yes.
And even though they were going to take his head, they couldn't take his life. Oh, they could kill the body, but they couldn't destroy the soul.
Amen.
Jesus said, fear those who not only can destroy the body, but also cast the soul in hell.
Yes.
Paul had the fire of anticipation in his life, that he anticipated that in every step he took, his life would be a life of power. Not his power, but a life of godly power in his life. Every step he took, he anticipated that his life would be a life of power to display who the Lord is.
Yes.
Why? Because I absolutely believe he knew these scriptures because he penned most of them. Daniel 6:20 says that God is able to deliver. He knew who his deliverer was. He penned this verse in Romans 14:4. God is able to make one stand. When it seems like you can't stand, God is able to make you stand.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to give all sufficiency. So he knew the next step he took, he was stepping out in the power and the sufficiency of God.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 3:20. He absolutely knew and was persuaded that God was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he asked or thought by the power that worked in him. Philippians 3:21. He absolutely was fully persuaded with the fire of anticipation that God was able to subdue all things unto himself. He absolutely knew and understood in Hebrews 2:18, God says that he's able to help everybody. Amen.
Amen.
In Hebrews 7:25, God is able to save anybody. Praise God. And in Jude verse 24, God is able to keep you from falling. Amen. Praise God. He anticipated every step he took would be a step of deliverance, a step of standing, a step of sufficiency, a step of doing, a step of subduing, a step of helping, a step of saving, and a step to keep somebody, not only himself, from falling. He anticipated his life with power. And we got to have that burning in us.
Amen.
If you know who God is and know who you are, why would you live a life of power, stepping out always in the sufficiency of God by faith? That's why the scripture declares we walk by faith and not by sight. No, we don't see the sufficiency in the next moment. No, we don't see the sufficiency past our bank account. But we know God, who owns it all, amen, is going to take care of it all. Hallelujah. Simply because he said he would. The fire of anticipation that God's going to do what he said he'd do and what he's already provided for in our lives. So we step out in it, praise God, and live with the fire of anticipation burning in our lives. As we close this morning, three areas of life that God definitely wants to help us in. He definitely wants to help us with our wants. And all of us have got them. I want this, I want that. But do we need it? Well, I want it. Well, do you need it? Could it be an idol? Could it be something that leads you away from God? Do we need it? No, we don't need that kind of stuff. So God fixed a way. He said in Psalms 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because you won't be wanting stuff you don't want, don't need.
Amen.
When you're delighting in him, your focus is not going to be on things. Your focus is going to be on him, amen. And you have the ear of God and you have the presence of God and you won't want the wants that would take you out of the presence of God. Secondly, God wants to help us with our world. That's why he told us in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in it. Why? Because he knew if we started loving the world and the things, those would become idols in our life and separate us ourselves from God. So he says, okay, I'm going to give you the power so you don't have to love the world, neither the things that are in it. How? By Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth.
Amen.
Then finally, with our walk. Because sometimes we get tripped up. But he wants us to walk so that we're focused. How can we stay focused? Well, this is how he said do it. In Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
You focus on what the Spirit wants, what the Word wants, what God wants. You walk in the Spirit, you stay full of the Spirit. Remember, Jesus said when you're full of the Spirit, it'd be like rivers of living water flowing up in and out of your belly, rushing over you, amen. That's how you stay in the Spirit. You stay so full that it's flowing out of you, on you, and you're waving in it, amen. And when you're doing that, you're not going to walk after the flesh. You're going to walk with God, hallelujah.
Amen.
So stay full of the Spirit of God. And all of this happens this morning by choice. What it boils down to is this. If we're going to have the fire of admiration and the fire of affirmation and the fire of anticipation, where we're living life with a purpose, admiring privately who God is, but declaring publicly who God is, and living with power to show who he is, we choose to believe him.
Amen.
Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Choose to believe. And walk baptized with fire. Don't grumble and complain when troubles come. Knowing that the fire of God, because the fire of God's on you, is going to burn through that trouble. Amen.
Yes.
You're going to walk out of it on the other side. Don't mean trouble don't come. You just burn your way. You blaze your way through it with the testimony of God. God is my source. God is my help. God is my strength. God's my keeper. God's my maker. He's going to make a way where there seemeth to be no way because he's already said it in his word. Hallelujah. You just have a blazing testimony of God and walk right on through the trouble. Amen. Giving glory to God. And the devil's sitting there scratching his head. Don't know what to do because he can't get to you. Why? Because you're so full of the fire of God that he don't want to come around the fire of God. He'll get close and he sees it so hot. He says, that reminds me of where I'm going to spend eternity. So he backs off.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
So, don't complain about the fire of baptism. Just have the fire of admiration, the fire of affirmation, and the fire of anticipation, and blaze on for Jesus. Father, thank you for your...
Thank you for joining us for Life Church broadcast today. We want to hear from you. You can write to us at Post Office Box 1004, Monticello, Arkansas, 71657, or you can call us at 870-460-0829. Also, check out our new website, www.getlife.co. That's www.getlife.co. There you can find our pastor's sermon notes and see what we're doing all around the world as well as at home. We would love to have you in service with us. Come check us out at Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. or Tuesday evening prayer at 7 p.m. and we would love to see you there. We're located at 910 Old Warren Road, right in Monticello, Arkansas. Now remember, go this week and live to make God look good. God bless you till we're with you again.